Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Hello, Andy, and welcome to all of our listeners. We're excited to be here today to celebrate this beautiful Veterans Day.
Yeah, Veterans Day really is the first holiday of the holiday season, isn't it? Although I think sometimes it gets a little lost. We don't think of that, but
it's an important one.
It really is. If holidays are intended to celebrate important things, I think we really need to focus on Veterans Day as being one of the most important current holidays that we have, because we have so many veterans here with us.
And this is a tough time. We've got a lot going on after an election. Being an election year, and really the last 4 years have been difficult, just because we've had such separation and division between the country. So here we are upon Veterans Day, and I think that we'd be selfish to not pay the tribute and attention to it that it deserves. It is only because of the veterans that we have the freedoms and the right to be separated as a country, right? To have our own individual thought and our own positions.
And I always appreciate, you know, that each veteran that served their time and did those great things handles their retirement in different ways. You know, there are those that just quietly put their uniform away and don't ever talk about it again. And they leave the stage open for new veterans coming in to gain that notoriety.
Yeah. Veterans tend to be very humble.
That's right. And I appreciate that. And then there are those that just continue to serve. They will serve for free. They will show up in uniform to honor guards and other things just because they know it's important. And so I really appreciate the sentiment of veterans.
You are so right. So often it's the veterans that continue to volunteer, continue to reach out and find out if anybody's in need. I know that, well, you may not know, but Richard's father was a veteran. My dad was a veteran. And I don't know if they teach it in the military or what it is, but veterans tend to be humble about the service and about the job that they've done. And yet they have impacted this country in the most positive way. It is our freedoms that we owe strictly to the veterans. Andy, do you know any veterans?
Well, you know, my dad is a veteran, but he didn't serve in a war. Thank goodness. Maybe I might not be here if he did. It's certainly a wonderful day. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention, every year for my kids are musicians. All of them have grown up and been musicians. Every year they've been able to put on a Veterans Day concert. And the highlight of the concert is they play the theme song to each service academy. And during the concert, they have those that served in that service academy stand up, and there's a big round of applause. Everybody gives them, you know, a round of applause. And it's really a neat and inspiring thing. Unfortunately, this year there will be no concert. And so I just hope the veterans know that we really do appreciate him. In our hearts, we're playing their theme song, you know, as the caissons go rolling along or whatever. And we really do honor and respect them. And it's sad that we can't recognize them like we usually do this year. No parade either, but still, we definitely are appreciative.
I couldn't agree more. And that's why we wanted to pay this special tribute to them today and let them know that we do honor them. We respect them and we thank them for the service that they have given to all of us and the benefits of that service that we've all enjoyed.
Yeah. So let me just say that if anybody has any concerns, you know, as we are getting into this darker part of the year, you know, the sun's going down early, you know, and we're approaching the holiday season. If there are any issues, any, you know, feelings that you're alone or, you know, depressed, give us a call. I believe we're pretty easy people to talk to. I don't know anybody who's called us who's complained that we are hard to get along with. at least they've never told us. So really, we would like to know, and we would like to do anything that we can to serve those people that have served in the military. So just give us an opportunity. If you know a veteran that may be, you know, not as good as they used to be,
Well, they certainly don't like asking for things. So right. It's going to take the community, the neighbors, and everyone around those veterans to say, hey, it's okay, and it's not a sign of weakness. You need help. Let us step up and bring in services and help you.
Yeah, and we'll do anything. You know, it depends on the person. And so if you have an idea and you want us to help you accomplish that, give us a call. We'll try and work through that to see if there's a way to celebrate the service and the commitment that we've seen from these great people in our community.
So before we move on, I was thinking about how we could pay a tribute to our veterans in this community especially, but all across the globe. Thinking a lot about my dad and missing him, and I came across this beautiful poem called The Best on Earth by Joanna Fuchs, and it goes like this. If someone has done military service, they earn the title veteran and more. They earn our deep respect and admiration. That they are special, no one can ignore. They sacrificed the comforts we enjoy. The list is long of all the things they gave. Our veterans are extraordinary people. They're loyal, dedicated, true, and brave. When terror and invasion were real threats, they showed us they could handle any storm. We owe our freedoms and our very lives to our veterans who served in uniform. Our veterans should be celebrities. They're exceptional. No other group compares. We're grateful for the many things they've done. They're always in our hearts and in our prayers. We owe our veterans support and friendship. Let no one ever question what they're worth. These men and women served us and our country. Our veterans, the very best on earth.
I appreciate those words. So let's all remember that today's Veterans Day, and that it's not just today. It's every day that veterans deserve our respect and appreciation, and find opportunities to serve them well.
And let's make a commitment to be more vocal and actually tell our veterans how much they are appreciated. Shake their hand when you see them in uniform. Give them the, or not shake their hand. How about the fist bump or an elbow
bump, yeah.
Yeah. But let them know that we appreciate them all year long. We're coming into a season of probably most people's favorite time of year. Everybody's a little bit kinder, softer, more compassionate. The air seems to take on a different tone, and I hope that that brings us through this past divide in the election process and the feelings that some people are having. I hope we can focus on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, on the coming season.
And one more thing, if you have grandparents that served in the military, or if you have parents that served in the military, or you have siblings that served in the military, or you know somebody, give them a call today. Just tell them how much you appreciate them and that you love them, and make that something. I think we can all do that. I think we all know a veteran important. And make a phone call.
And by the way, if take a veteran to lunch today, most restaurants are feeding veterans for free. So all you have to do is provide the transportation and the company.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a double win.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we all have an assignment, and let's see what we can do. Let's actually make a change in our community today.
Good idea.
Okay, a further note along those lines, remember that because of the service that our veterans have given, they receive their benefits, most of their benefits, for free. And if they are at need at this time of companionship, if they need help in the home, if they need any services, maybe they need a doctor to oversee their care regularly from the warmth and comfort of their homes, or nurses coming into their home providing their medications and making sure that they're eating properly. All those services are for free. Please call our office, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999. Again, 435-477-6999, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. While our veterans receive those benefits completely for free, most of our seniors receive those same benefits. If only you knew that they were out there for you. Please call our office. Let's see if we can get you some help at this difficult time of being closed into our homes.
Excellent. So we just had some great experiences over the past few weeks, we wanted to start sharing those. So when we started Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, we did it because we had a real purpose. We wanted to make things better for everyone else when it came to hospice than the experience we had here in Southern Utah. And that purpose has been very important to us and kept us focused on accomplishing that.
Right. And once we got started and got involved with helping people make the most of their lives for as long as they had, that was the first time that we actually considered what we were getting ourselves into.
Yeah. When you start thinking about working in hospice, I think everybody's perception is, wow, that's just got to be very hard. And Kaylee is one of the most emotional, compassionate people you'll ever meet.
I cry at Kleenex commercials.
Yeah.
Songs. And
sad movies. And, and now we're running a hospice and palliative care provider service. So we started with this focus on our goal, and we didn't consider the consequences. We didn't consider putting ourselves in that position so constantly. But almost immediately we found that we had very hard moments, and there's reasons for tears, but we've had so many great experiences, sweeter joys and most touching moments to treasure, and we're so thankful for those opportunities that we've been able to, have caring for these wonderful people. We never imagined, never even considered that it could be so fulfilling.
That's so true. It's amazing the impact that you have had on our lives, and we appreciate the gift of being able to serve and to help those of you in the community that need help. I just can't say again how grateful we are to the welcome reception that we've had in this community and the excitement as people have discovered what we're truly offering in palliative care, how appreciative everybody has been. And it has been a bigger blessing to us than we have been to you. You've really made a positive impact in our life.
That's really what we're trying to get across today. This has been such a blessing for us, such an opportunity to experience great, love and sharing. Certainly, someone passing away is always a tremendous loss. But when through hospice and real palliative services, there's some real fullness of love and experiences and memories. That the loss isn't the only thing to take attention to. That takes our attention, I guess. The loss is softened a little bit by the closeness that we've developed with these people.
And this is a great community, but you all know that. The people here are wonderful, and we have grown to love this town and every single person in it.
We've been welcomed in so many different ways. With open arms from the business community and individuals, we've met so many people in the community that support us and our mission and have helped us along the way. They've introduced us to other people just so that this message gets out.
Neighbors have mentioned the need of other neighbors and the closeness and the tight fit and concern and compassion for each member in this community has just been a testament to the special community that Southern Utah is.
And we've been very lucky that all of our care partners, our nurses, our CNAs, our other staff and people that help with patients, homemakers and some of the others, the massage therapists and the social workers and things like that, they are all such great people and understand what we're trying to accomplish and want to make that happen. But the other part of this whole equation is the wonderful people that we're able to serve. They are also just tremendous people. And, the patients and the caregivers, everyone's so special and unique. we're just grateful for the opportunity to meet and serve every one of them.
We have the greatest care partners, as you said, that are working with us. Our staff genuinely love the people that they serve, and it shows in how they choose to do their job. Everyone that we work with chooses to work with us because we all want to make the best experience possible for those you care for and that we love and care for as well.
So we've had some really great experiences, and we wanted to share one or two of those today, and so I'm going to relate a few stories here, and we'll hopefully you'll see some of the things that we get to see. So we have a patient, and I asked him if I could share some of his story, and he agreed. So when he came on hospice, he had a goal. He wanted to build back his stamina by walking. After surgery and other things, he just couldn't walk that far. So he wanted somebody to encourage him to actually drive him to, you know, get better, not just hope that he does, but actually be there and drive him. And I, having coached, you know, kids in football and didn't mind yelling and screaming and, you know, motivating in that way.
Yeah, that's what we want in hospice, a personal trainer that yells and screams at you. That is not what happened.
No, but so I agreed to work with him. And so every, you know, every week I've been going over there many times. And I agreed to be his training partner. So let me give you a little background on this guy. He's in his 80s and he grew up on the East Coast. And in 2007, he decided he was really ready to get out of there and make a new life for himself. And so he got rid of all of his worldly belongings that he didn't need. And then he traveled up to the state of Maine and went to the coast. And from there, he started walking.
Think of Forrest Gump. He literally walked across the country.
He started in 2007. And in 2012, he stopped here in Washington County. He had planned on going all the way to the West Coast, but he just felt like this is where he wanted to stay. And so he's been here ever since. When he arrived here, he was staying in a trailer out on the outskirts of town. And he was quite, you know, happy with his situations. But
there was a sweet, sweet family that noticed him walking alone often.
Because he was walking into town to get groceries and things like that.
And they'd see him walking home carrying groceries, and they'd often give him a ride and had developed conversations with him and discovered his background and what brought him here to St. George Valley.
And then he had some medical conditions that caused him to have some surgeries. And
all along, this family continued to grow and develop their association with him and were regularly taking him to town instead of him walking to get his groceries or going with for him while he was recovering from surgeries. But the service that they were giving impacted this man tremendously.
Right. And then as he was getting out of rehab, they were trying to help him find a better living condition than where he was. And they had found a rehab location that would that was probably appropriate, but they were busy and full, and so he was going to be on a waiting list. And they chose to invite him into their home until that time. And then they decided that they would not have him go to any facility, and they've kept him in their home ever since. And that's great. Now, for the gentleman, let me say that I've been going and seeing him for, you know, three times a week. You know, and we just go walking and we talk for a couple hours.
Can I just, you know, interrupt for just a second? So this gentleman does not have any other family nearby, and he just has probably too much pride to really reach out and ask for anybody to come help him. This new family that has welcomed him into their home is the only family that he has to care for him.
So we've been walking and talking, and I found out some things about him. You know, he really loves classical music. He is an accomplished photographer, and he studied ballet as a child. You know, we talked a little bit about family and hard times and bad decisions and great experiences. And you know, I feel really blessed to have this time set aside on those days to spend with him and just learn and to talk and to share. And so those are, you know, some of those great things. And what drives us is the opportunity to do these things differently. To do them better, to make more of an impact. You know, training partner is not a medically defined treatment. It's not something that you'll find from any other hospice company. I didn't do it because it was good for our bottom line. I just enjoy this time and to spend with them. We've had some lighthearted times and we've had some very meaningful discussions, and those will always be with me. This last week he didn't feel up to walking, so we were talking again and about classical music, and he told me that he used to play a little piano. By little piano, I mean piano a little bit, not a small piano. But I just posted on Facebook that, you know, if anybody had a portable keyboard, I'd like to put that in front of him so that he could maybe play a little bit. And one thing about this community, which was really great. Now, we aren't really Facebook people. I don't know that we have, you know, 30 people that have connected with us on Facebook. But almost immediately I got a response from Daniel Adams in Hurricane. Right. Yeah. And he's a business coach, but he had a piano and he had some great hospice experiences of his own because he also did music therapy. And so he contacted me and said, yeah, I've got one. I'm willing to share that. Let me.
A generous and kind person just reached out and filled a desire.
Right. And he understood what we are learning. I mean, from his experiences, all of these great tender mercies that we get to see and these experiences that are so meaningful, he's had that. So he really understood it. These are things that we're just learning. But it was great for him to reach out to do that. And so the gentleman, you know, he had played the piano decades ago, and not a lot, but he'd played with the piano, as he says. But he did like doing classical pieces. And one day he was playing some classical music, and a friend of his said, hey, if it wasn't classical music, what would you play? And he, you know, sat down and played a piece that he had just kind of thought up at the moment. And we had talked about that. And when he sat down, he was able to recall that piece and play it the very first time, you know, touching the keys of the piano after multiple decades. And the joy that he had because of that experience, you know, he played that, and then he, you know, tried a little bit of classical, and then he busted out with some Dave Brubeck, Take Five. I don't know if you're a jazz fan.
Oh, are you kidding?
you know, and to be able to sit there and realize how much impact that has, just the small little action of providing somebody a tool that they can use to better their own life.
Right. And this, again, was not done strictly by us. We reached out to the community, and Daniel Adams, he did not just lend this gentleman, you know, a children's keyboard. It was a synthesizer with high quality weighted keys and piano actions. It was a generous.
Yeah, a studio quality equipment. And so we really appreciate those things that the community is helping us accomplish here.
Look up Daniel Adams, and if you can support his business, if you have a need for him, let's give back. Make the circle.
And he doesn't know he's being mentioned on the radio today, so.
So he'll be surprised.
Yeah. So you might want to warn him when you call that that's the case, because he may be just overwhelmed and surprised by that. So, yeah, it is great that we have a community that we've been able to work with, and providing special requests for our patients. I mean, that's really what makes us better. We provide an extremely competent level of medical care that Medicare expects, but it's the things outside of that that really make such a big difference in our lives. And so those are the things we really want to show our appreciation to the community, and hopefully be able to share these so that you get some of the same benefit that we are out of hospice.
This is a great community. We are privileged to have people like Adams willing to pitch in and do what they can. We've had listeners call in and offer to give volunteer service time, a little less able at this time, but phone calls, spending time on the phone or Zoom meetings means a lot to these people who are isolated. So if you have a little extra time to make some phone calls and give, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Call Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999.
And this is really what we see palliative care as being. It is providing all of those things that provide real warmth and comfort and goals and joy, not just managing a problem, you know, whether it's critical or chronic pain. I mean, certainly if all we're doing is managing chronic pain, it's palliative. But if we can do more, we want to be able to do that. And we really want to include you, our community, with that.
Call us to find out what resources might be available to you. We are your senior care resource provider.
The easiest number to ever dial, local area code 435, and then it's simply 477 on the left and 6999 on the right.
Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, thanks for joining us today, and happy Veterans Day.